moving the state capital to Indianapolis on this moment of Indiana history. These days, traveling from Corydon to Indianapolis is a two-hour affair. But two centuries ago, it took a band of pioneers the better part of 2 weeks. The occasion for the trip was the transfer of the state capital to Indianapolis in 1824, when he was elected state treasurer. V.V. lawyer Samuel Merrill was charged with transporting the state's funds and property from the state's first capital in Corydon. In his account of the journey, Merrill relates that he hired a covered wagon for his immediate family and his wife's siblings, William and Mary Catherine. In her own more detailed memoir, written in 1888, Mary Catherine recalls roads laid with rails or logs for miles, or flooded with bottomless water in other places, limiting progress one day to a mere 2 miles. Mary Catherine walked much of the way alongside the wagon because riding made her sick. A second wagon carried the family of state printer John Douglas, along with the state's printing press, packed in a wooden strongbox. Another crate contained the state's treasury in silver. The wayfarers found lodgings along the way that varied from a good-looking frame house to a room without lathing or plastering. The driver strung his horses with bells on entering Indianapolis. "I was glad," Mary Catherine recalls, "to be in a covered wagon at that time." This moment of Indiana history is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Topic selection and research for this essay was provided by the Indiana Magazine of History. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.